Why Buddha teach? Buddha teach something that should be able to realize. If cannot be realized, Buddha will never teach. Okay. Now we come to 25 beautiful factors. 19 are beautiful universes. Let's read together. Faith, mindfulness, shame of wrongdoing, fear of wrongdoing, non-greed, non-hatred, neutrality of mind, tranquility of mental body, tranquility of consciousness. Tranquility of mental body, tranquility of consciousness. Okay? Lightness of mental body, lightness of consciousness. Malleability of mental body, malleability of consciousness. Wildiness of mental body, wildiness of consciousness. Proficiency of mental body, proficiency of consciousness. Rectitude of mental body, rectitude of consciousness. So number one is faith, sadda. The characteristic of faith is trusting. The function to clarify as the water clearing gem causes muddy water to become clear. So when you have doubt, your mind become clouded. At that time, if you have faith, all this cloudiness or the muddy water will become clear again. Thus, the function of faith is to clarify the defilement. A manifestation as non-fogginess, the mind become clear. If have faith, the mind will become clear. The removal of the mind's impurity, such as doubt. The proximate cause for faith is the eight objects to place faith in, or the hearing of the good Dhamma. What are the eight objects to place faith? Number one is Buddha. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and three trainings. Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Morality, concentration, and wisdom training. Dependent origination is also one of the subjects for you to place faith. And the past five aggregates. Future five aggregates. And the past and future five aggregates. These are the eight objects for you to place faith in. The next one, mindfulness, sati. The characteristic of mindfulness is not floating away from the object. It's not floating away, but sinking into the object. If you practice anapanasati, for example, mindfulness of breathing, your mind does not just superficially concentrate on the breath. If you just superficially aware of the breath, this is not called mindfulness. The mindfulness sink into the bottom, just like when you throw a stone into the water, the stone sink directly into the bottom. This is called mindfulness. The function is not forgetfulness. You do not forget the breath. Sometimes when you meditate, the teacher asks you to concentrate on the breath, but you forget the object, so the mind wanders off. At the time, we say that you are not mindful because you forget the object. So the function of mindfulness is not forgetfulness, not forget the object. A manifestation as confronting an object or guardianship of mind and object. The sati, the mindfulness, guard the mind so that the defilements cannot enter through the six sense door. Just like Mahathera, Tisa Mahathera. Tisa Mahathera used to contemplate skeleton meditation. This is his usual contemplation. One day when he went out, on the way he met a beautiful lady. This beautiful lady just quarreled with her husband and left the house. So when this beautiful lady met with this Mahathera, then she laughed. She laughed very loudly. So at that time, Mahathera, because he is all the time he was contemplating skeleton meditation. So, but hearing the sound, he looked up and saw her set of teeth. So he quickly, skeleton. Because of the mindfulness, it's always present in his mind. He does not forget his meditation subject. So he contemplated skeleton. He did not see the beautiful lady. He just see the, because tea is one part of skeleton. So he concentrated skeleton, externally, then come back to his own body internally. From that, then he proceed to vipassana. He contemplates anicca, dukkha, anatta of the mind and matter. Then he become arahant. Very easy, eh? So at that time, this lady's husband follow after this lady. And the husband met with Mahatisa Thera. Then the husband asked him, did you see a beautiful lady pass by? Then Mahatisa said, I did not see any beautiful lady. I only see a skeleton pass by. He did not tell lies. What he see is just a skeleton. That's why mindfulness guard the mind so that the kilesa cannot enter into one's mind through the sixth sense door. And the proximate cause of the mindfulness is the four foundation of mindfulness: kaya nupassana, satipatthana, vedana nupassana, satipatthana, citta nupassana, satipatthana, and dhamma nupassana, satipatthana. The four foundation of mindfulness. There is body contemplation, feeling contemplation, mind contemplation, and dhamma objects. The next one, shame. The characteristic of shame is disgust at evil. Function, not doing evil. Manifestation, as a shrinking away from the evil. The proximate cause, respect for oneself. Just opposite to that shamelessness. The proximate cause is respect for oneself. After a person reflects one's birth, I come from the good birth, so I should not do evil. Or you reflect your education, I'm highly educated people, I should not do evil. Or you reflect your social status. For example, if you reflect your social status, then you say that, I cannot be drunkard in the public. So after reflect your birth, your education, your social status, then you have respect for oneself. Then you shrink away from the evil. This is called shame, hiri. The next one, fear of wrongdoing. Characteristic is dread of evil. Function, not doing evil. The manifestation as a shrinking away from the evil. And proximate cause, respect for others. There's a simile to describe shame and fear of wrongdoing. Suppose there's an iron rod. One is heated with fire. Another one is smeared with feces, excrement. One will not touch the end heated with fire. Why? Because of fear of being burned. So this is same like fear of wrongdoing, fear of the consequences of wrongdoing. Another one will not touch the end smeared with feces. Why? Because of shame, shame of wrongdoing. Get himself dirty. So this is equal to shame. Equal to shame. And these two are guardian of the world. The Lord Buddha say, fear of wrongdoing and shame of wrongdoing. These two are guardian of the world. It protect the world to become immoral. And these two are the noble treasures of Sotapanna. Only Sotapanna has this stable or firm fear of wrongdoing and shame of wrongdoing.